producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, how good an idea is that? It's a very good idea. And folks, let me just give you kind of a heads up on this. You know, I say fairly routinely, calling early in the program is a good idea because you get the most amount of time. But it's become even more crucial. We've picked up, apparently, a bunch of new affiliates. And I know this for a couple of reasons. First of all, because they say, oh, you've got several new affiliates. Duh. And then also that we get more phone calls. So it becomes even more crucial or expedient, perhaps, is a better word, to call early. So, but, I mean, you guys have been doing a pretty good job of kind of spacing the calls out so that we get, you know, that it always makes me feel like, oh, my goodness, you know, on some level, I think, okay, well, you know, I've got 15 people waiting, so I don't actually have that many phone lines, but I have 6 people waiting. I need to do, you know, but I'll tell you, the overriding notion is I'll give you as much time as you need. So, always. Alrighty?
That's something you don't get with every radio show, so that's very cool.
Well, I mean, but I'm dealing with kind of a different level of... I'm dealing with a different level of people just, you know, calling and saying, okay, well, I don't like this or I don't like that. And I think that, you know, that you don't necessarily need a huge amount of time to do that, as opposed to mine people saying,
right,
I've got an issue. Alrighty. So, this is the day of the week. I always sound perhaps a little more awake on Thursdays than I do on other days. Maybe not. Maybe I don't. Because this is the day that I do Good Day with Doug Steffen. I do a little mental health segment with him. Especially for his mental health, I suspect. It's always interesting to see what questions they ask me, and I have the sense that it's, you know, that Doug is thinking, okay, well, she's free and I trust her, so let's see what's going on in my life, which is fine. Perfectly legitimate thing to do as far as I'm concerned. But today the question was, how do you deal with an angry spouse? Which is actually, if you think about it, a very good question. And I said, well, the first thing not to do is to be dismissive. That one of the things that we tend to do in intimate relationships is to say, oh, it's not that big a deal. Or, I can't believe you feel that way. In other words, we're dismissive of their anger. And I said, the first thing you have to understand is everybody's entitled to their emotions. They really are. They said, well, what if they're angry over nothing? And I said, that's the point. No one is angry over nothing. The only exception to that, and it's such a mild exception that I really hesitate to mention it per se, is that sometimes people will express anger when what they're really feeling is sadness, or sadness when they're really feeling is anger. But you have to understand that even though they may have, or you may have misidentified their emotion, they are entitled to whatever emotion they feel. Emotions don't ask our permission, they just are. So the first thing you need to do is not be dismissive, number one. The second thing to do is, rather than argue whether or not it's your fault or their fault or they misinterpreted, you can say, tell me what I could do to make this better. To which Doug, God bless him, responded, well, are you expecting men who basically have no training in psychology and they're men to be able to talk like that? And I said, no, I'm not expecting them to use my words, but I'm expecting them to do two things. The number one, accept that their partner is entitled to their feelings. Number one. And number two, just ask, what can I do to make it better? That's all. You don't need a degree in psychology. You don't need to have any estrogen wandering through your veins. You don't need to be an overly sensitive human being. All you need to do is those two things. Acknowledge that whatever they feel is their right to feel, even though you don't quite understand it. But they can help you understand it by telling you what you can do to make it better. But it occurred to me after we were finished today that for an awful lot of people, especially men in intimate relationships, that they don't say anything because they don't know what words to use. They don't know the vocabulary. And I'm saying you don't need to know the vocabulary. All you need to do is accept the feeling that oops, you know, this feels terrible to me. I don't really understand it. I want to make it better. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to start the, well, you know, you're not entitled to feel that way, or, boy, that's really stupid, or that isn't what I meant. You just have to accept that whatever they feel is their right to feel. And you want to solve the problem. And you don't need a special vocabulary. You don't need a degree. You don't need practice. All you need is a teensy, teensy, teensy bit of courage and the willingness to respect the other person's right to feel whatever they feel. All right? So I thought one of the things we'd put up on Facebook is arguments, because for most couples, they're recurring arguments. They're things that occur over and over and over again. All right? So, but I thought that was an interesting kind of topic. Not so much, I mean, the topic itself as well, but his response to it of, well, but I'm not a psychologist. You know, I don't know those words. You don't need to know the words. You don't need to be a psychologist. Just those two factors. Accepting that the other person is entitled to their feelings, as you are as well. You're entitled to feel miffed. It's just not a very productive thing in the middle when they're angry for you to get angry back. It's just not very productive. And you can say, well, it makes me feel angry, but you got there first, so you get the anger right now. What can I do to make it better? Okay. Numi, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Numi.
Thank you for your program and thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome for both.
Thank you.
How may I help you?
Well, I'll just make it quick. I am interested in this gentleman and would like to find out if there is any potential for us to get to know each other.
Okay.
But my problem is that now that I feel sort of kind of attracted to him, I am too scared, nervous to even start up a conversation. So I feel very silly about this.
Well, Numi, if it's any comfort to you, everybody does. Everybody does. One of the statements I make about myself is that I am a wonderful friend to gay men, right? Because they're men. I don't have to feel I have to protect them. They're gay, so I'm not going to flirt with them. It's not relevant. To women, I tend to be a bit protective, you know, that I want to make sure they're okay. But for men that I'm attracted to, I become this idiot. I become Scarlett O'Hara. And you know the first thing I noticed? I make eye contact with everybody. In fact, people tease me about the fact that homeless people are always coming up to me because I make eye contact with everybody. Except if I'm attracted to a man and I realize that I'm like Scarlett O'Hara, that my eyes slide down to the floor or something. I can't make eye contact. So look, and I do this for a living, right? I write books about dating. I'm a psychologist. I help other people about it. So what I'm telling you is everybody does this. And what you need to do, here's what I've learned to do. I pretend it's a gay man. If there's a guy that I think is really cute or really hot or whatever, I just pretend that he's gay. And I go up and talk to him as I would a gay man, because I have no trouble talking with somebody I'm not attracted to or somebody that I know is, you know, off limits, that he's gay. I'm, you know, it's kind of pointless to be attracted to a gay man other than as a friend. And it works just really well. So tell me about this dude. Where did you meet him?
Oh, well, I see him often because he works at the local grocery store where I frequent.
Okay.
And
has he shown any interest in you? Does he seem flirtatious with you at all?
I thought so. I could be imagining.
No, I think people don't imagine that. I think most of us are insecure enough that if anything, we'll assume somebody's not interested when they are. I don't think most of us assume someone is interested when they're not. So I'm not sure I'd take it to the bank, but I'd believe that if you think he's being vaguely flirtatious, he probably is. Okay. So how old are you, Numi?
I'm in my early 60s. That's why I'm thinking this is so silly of me.
No, it's not.
Feel this way at this age.
Why? I mean, look, you're going to have the same feelings that you did when you were 16. You just had a little more experience to deal with them. All right, let me put you on hold, and I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to practice what you'd say. You can pretend that I'm him and practice what you'd say if you were approaching me, all right? Put you on hold. Your stomach will hurt a little bit, but I promise I won't bite you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink, and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com. And get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking with Numi, who's got kind of she's a little crushing on the cute guy that she runs into at the grocery store all the time. And she thinks that there's a possibility that he's interested in her, and is saying, yeah, but, you know, I sort of get all tongue-tied. And I'm saying, you know, everybody does. It's just, I mean, look, Numi, part of the fun is thinking about being able to feel the same at your age that you did when you were 16. I mean, that's a gift to have that little butterfly thing. So pretend I'm this dude. What are you going to say to me?
Well, I don't know.
Well, give it a shot.
Well,
nothing's going to happen. It's just me.
You're so nice. Maybe ask him how he likes working there. He's
okay.
Been there for about 6 months, I think, already.
Okay, good, good. Not a bad start. Then what do we do?
I don't know. See?
All right. Maybe I should send, you know, I told you I wrote Dating for Dummies. I should send you to the library to read the first chapter, because actually it's not the first chapter. The first chapter is dealing with oneself. But the deal is, if you're going to take all the energy, I mean, you could do it in steps. But for me, to a certain extent, doing it in steps is kind of like pulling a Band-Aid off a quarter of an inch at a time. It's not going to hurt any less, and it's going to take a very long time. So, yeah, but you can do it that way if you want. You can say, how do you like working here? Or you could ask him where the canned beans are. I mean, you could sort of use any excuse. Or you could just say, hey, listen, it's a beautiful day. If you get a lunch hour, I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee. Or,
no.
No, you just fainted. Someone get CPR for Numi. She just fainted. So you have no interest in buying him a cup of coffee or an ice cream cone or something?
I do, but
Numi?
I would faint. Yes.
No, you wouldn't faint. I promise. What's the worst that could happen? Look, if you faint, he'll probably give you CPR, mouth to mouth resuscitation, and you've gotten rid of the middle part of dating at that moment. You don't have to worry about the first kiss. He's giving you CPR. Actually, did you know with CPR they don't do mouth to mouth anymore? They it's all heart compression. They don't do mouth anymore.
Mm.
I know, so that's not good. Well, maybe he's old-fashioned. Maybe he'll still do mouth. I'm teasing. All right, let's go back. What would be the worst that would happen if you said, look, when you get off work or if you have a lunch break, I'd love to buy an ice cream cone? What's the worst that could happen?
You're right. Well, you either think I'm crazy.
Well, he could look like you were crazy, at which point, so what? I mean, it's just one opinion. You're not crazy. Number two, he could say, gee, that's really lovely, but I'm married. At which point you could say, well, that's okay, you've got a lucky wife. And you could avoid that grocery store for another 2 or 3 weeks. And then you can go back and pretend like nothing happened. The third is, he might say, gee, that's great, I'd love an ice cream cone, but let me buy. Which means you've got a date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've really got nothing to lose except that little funny feeling in your stomach. And, you know, look, if the world gets hit by a meteor tomorrow, wouldn't you like to have at least said something to him today?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you got to lose? You can wear something cute. Don't give him a note. I know that sometimes people think that a note, but notes can be misplaced. You know, you can have your phone number ready to give him if you want to. You could write it down if he asks for it. I know. I don't. That doesn't work for me very much either.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just. Yeah, I mean, and you can do it your way too. You can do it the slow way. The slow way is just means though that you're going to have to get up your nerve every single time, and you still don't have a date with him. But he may ask you. And certainly, being friendly with somebody. Pretend. Are there any people who work at the grocery store that you know that you're friendly with?
You know, you mean like asking about him?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I think that's too much like junior high school, and it'll get back to him. No, I'm just saying, is there anybody at the grocery store that, I mean, it sounds like you've been going there for a while. You know, you've been going there for at least 6 months because, you know, he's only been there 6 months. So is there anybody there that you go in and say, hi, how are you? Like the new hairdo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so pretend he's one of those people.
Mm.
Say the same thing to him that you would say to somebody else that you'd seen for the last couple of years. Practice that.
Okay.
Right? You got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And Numi, the whole point is that little feeling that you have, that kind of little excitement when you're going to see him and a little nervousness when you think about him, that's cool. That means you're alive and kicking.
Well, thank you.
Just, and look, you got nothing to lose. I promise you're not going to faint. And worst case, if you faint, he'll take, you know, he'll keep your head from bashing on the floor, I hope. I'll tell you a funny, it's one of the movies I'm going to review today. It's called Whiplash, and I'll tell you about it a little bit later. But at one point, the 19-year-old goes, he goes to the movies all the time, and there's this pretty woman there. And he finally goes up and says, listen, you're really pretty, and you know, would you ever consider going out with me? And he's stumbling along, and and she's just looking at him, and he says, she says, Are you asking me out? And he said, no, I don't think. And he says, yes. And then she stands there straight as a stick and says, get away from me. And my heart stopped at that moment. And he just looks awful. And she says, oh, I was just kidding you. Which I thought was, and he says, that's pretty cruel. And it is. It's not a nice thing to do. But that's the worst case scenario, the worst thing that could ever happen. And you're not going to die from that. It's just uncomfortable. And he's not going to do that. That only happens in movies, and it only happens because some script writer thinks it's a cute thing to do. It doesn't happen. People don't say, get away from me. He might say, listen, I'm not allowed to talk with people at work, but can I get your phone number? Or he may say, listen, you at this moment you haven't even asked him out. I mean, nothing awful is going to happen. Most people are not cruel. Most people are not mean-spirited. Most people are flattered. I mean, think about somebody who's in the past that you weren't very interested in that showed some interest in you. The worst that happens is that you're flattered, even though you're not interested in them. And sometimes people that you didn't have any feeling about who seem to be interested in you, all of a sudden you think, maybe. So you got nothing to lose, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're not asking him to marry you. You're not asking him to father a child with you. You're not asking him to, you know, to let you move in. You're not asking anything of him except to say, hey, listen, I think you're kind of interesting. Like to maybe get to know you a little bit better. That, none of that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. When are you going to go to the grocery store? Today? Go today so you can call and tell me tomorrow. Because if you don't, you're going to sit around and this is going to bother your tummy for the next week. So go today. Go put on your good luck dress or your good luck shoes or something. Comb your hair. Put on some fresh lipstick. And if you can do it in the next couple of hours, you can call me back and tell me what happens. Don't elope. You're not allowed to elope before you check back with me. All right? Have fun. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at a problem that has more to do with the outside world than perhaps your house, your neighborhood, and it has enough generic appeal to warrant talking about it in a general way, even though we talk usually about very specific problems. And this one, today my guests are Deb Lawrence, who is a former sheriff, and Scott Christopherson, who helped to write and direct and produce a chilling documentary called Peace Officer. I'll tell you what, Deb, let's start with you. The opening scene has you going into a sewer. Tell me about the opening scene. Tell me about why, what this whole thing came about. Rather than me telling about the documentary, you tell me.
Well, that's what I do professionally, or have done for the last several years. While I spend a lot of my spare time and hobby time investigating, reconstructing crime scenes, aircraft crashes, reconstruction. I used to do a lot for insurance companies, law firms, after I left law enforcement, and I became a security, executive security officer, but I've I've always been involved in some type of an investigation. I love that. I was good at it. I was trained by some of the best investigators in the country. Had some very good experiences learning how to do that right. And I'm somewhat disturbed by the changes that have occurred in the last 35 years. So I feel like investigations are not nearly as thorough as they used to be.
Why do you think that is?
I do a lot of that. That kind of gives you the intro starts with what I how I pay for my investigations, basically. How I pay my bills is with I own a pump service business, and I have about
And the implication is that work is a little cleaner than the work that you do as an investigator. Yes, a little less
sometimes,
crappy.
Sometimes yes, because it's there's a parallel there, perhaps. But I do enjoy it, basically because I meet such wonderful people. My customers really depend on me and like me, and they like my service, and I'm really pleased with that. It's a lot of rewards. And I kind of jokingly say that at the beginning of the film, you know, that it's more rewarding, it's more it's less stressful than being a politician, which I was. And, you know, you got half the people that don't like you because you're not of the right party, you know, to start with. So the criticisms and stuff, I don't get that in the sewer business. They love me when I come, and they don't care how much it costs. They want it done right, and they want to forget that they have to worry about this for a decade. You know, so.
Right, you made a provocative statement that you think investigations aren't as careful as they used to be. What do you think that is?
Well, a lot of things. The world has changed a lot. We've had a lot of fear in our society today that we didn't have back then. We've had 9/11. We've had a lot of violent attacks. The issues are directed around violence. We have when you have crazy people go in and shoot little kids in schools, that's a mental. Well, back in my era, we had Ted Bundy, the serial killer, and he actually abducted and killed two young girls in my county when he moved to Utah to go to law school. And so I got involved in that case, and we actually broke that case, and 8 months later, I captured him and sentenced him to 15 years in prison for kidnapping, and he managed to get out. It took him to Colorado, and he escaped there and ended up in Florida killing four or five more people after we had him in prison. That's really sad. The rules, guidelines, rules of civil procedure, rules of criminal procedure, a lot of those court decisions and policy procedure protocol has made things much, much different today. So police officers train differently. We train to negotiate, to neutralize, to defuse, and we would have considered it a total failure if we lost, if an officer had been hurt or killed, or if a civilian had been hurt or killed. And today, we train to shoot at center of mass. We shoot two times at least, you know, and officers that are, I think there's a mentality there that even law enforcement administrators, they're focused more on, I need to go home tonight. And so to kill someone, to resort to deadly force as quickly as we do, and many times that's not justified. It would not have been a justified homicide in my era, in the early days of my law enforcement career.
Right,
so things have changed so much that I have to wrestle with that.
All right. Speaking of wrestling, I mean, two things occur to me, that both your job as a sheriff and your job cleaning out septic tanks they're crappy jobs and somebody's got to do them. And it sounds like you're willing to step up to the plate on both. But talking about the change in law enforcement and the change in philosophy and training, that you were one of the first sheriffs to talk about SWAT teams. So talk a little bit about that, because that seems to me to be something that was, I know it followed the riots in Watts, where all of a sudden police departments realized that they were outgunned and outmaneuvered. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that comes out fairly clearly in the Peace Officer film that Scott and Brett did such a tremendous job with. It's the changes that have occurred. I actually founded the SWAT team. I went to Los Angeles and studied what was being done there, Inspector Daryl Gates, and then in L.A. County back then, it was Sheriff Pete Bitches. I trained there, learned there, went to San Luis Obispo. I took some training courses there under California with California law enforcement personnel and some excellent training officers from the military, Fort Ord, California. Colonel Frederick Giofrida was one of the best instructors I've ever met. And bringing that back in 1975, I founded the SWAT team. I trained the officers and supervised them. And when we had situations where there was life threatening, we always succeeded. I'm really pleased and proud of that because my SWAT team never killed anybody, and we served over 16,000 warrants during the time that I was in charge of that process. And we didn't have a single officer hurt, and we didn't have a single civilian hurt. And I think that's the right way to do it. You serve a warrant in the middle of the day when they come home from work, you find the person and stake them out long enough to get enough information to make sure you got the right person, first of all, and then walk up and say, Hi, I'm Officer Lawrence, or I'm Sheriff Lawrence. I've got a piece of paper here that got your name on it. We need to take care of it. That doesn't get anybody killed. But if you kick in the door in the middle of the night with eight guys in civilian clothes or long hair and beards with nothing but, they're marked with sheriff or police or whatever, SWAT, and they got guns drawn and you're kicking in doors and busting down, breaking glass, and somebody wakes up and grabs their gun to protect themselves, we just create a confrontation unnecessarily that often, too often, results in somebody, either officers or civilians, losing their lives unnecessarily. So that's kind of what we're trying to get the dialogue and the focus, the attention, so that good people in America can come back to some reasonable level of sanity in the way we do the job that we do as law enforcement personnel.
So you're saying that your SWAT team 40 years ago didn't really look like today's SWAT team in most police departments. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. We trained our negotiators spent more time training how to defuse and neutralize. We spent a lot. Of course, my marksmen could take anybody out at 200 yards, they nail you in each eyeball, at 200 yards. But we trained with that. But that was a last resort. And only when someone's life was actually in danger, not just to neutralize the possible threat that's imagined oftentimes.
All right, we're talking today with Scott Christopherson, whom you haven't heard from yet, but I promise you will, and Deb Lawrence, who's a former sheriff, who was one of the first sheriffs to institute a SWAT team in his under his jurisdiction and the change in SWAT teams. Stay tuned. We'll talk about what actually happens in Peace Officer in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want, like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure, and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to Dr. Joy. drjoybrown.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guests are and Scott Christopherson, who put together an extraordinary piece of filmmaking called Peace Officer. Scott, let me just, how did you find out about this story?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I knew Dub's son, and I was living in Texas at the time, and I happened to be visiting family in Utah and was playing a softball game with Dub's son, and Dub was there in his septic tank outfit. He approached me after the game.
So you sat very far away from him.
Right, yes, obviously, yes. he knew I was a documentary film professor, so he came up to me after the game and said, hey, I want you to teach me how to edit. He took me back to his airplane hangar that he has and also his place of business. And showed me this two-hour-long film that he had put together that was really a very meticulous analysis of the shooting death of his son-in-law. And here I thought, wow, this is a really compelling story, just his son-in-law's case. But then I also thought Dub was a really fascinating main character. It's someone who fixes septic tanks by day and solves crimes by night. And he was really charismatic, and I knew... I hadn't really set out to make a film about the militarization of police, but rather was drawn in just by Dub, and the story really grew from him.
So this was almost an accident. Well, so it sounds like Dub really wanted to learn about editing, and you found your sort of calling here, yes?
Yeah, I mean, he had taught himself how to edit, and it was, I don't know, it felt like something you could show in court. It was very meticulous. He was showing different angles. It wasn't necessarily like had a big story arc, but I think inherent in Brian's story is a story arc. And then after, in a way, it was just really luck, you know, luck that I had found Dub and that his story was there. And we kind of
and you went to a baseball game.
Right. We took a leap of faith to make this film. We weren't sure if it was going to be a feature or a short or what. And then Dub started getting more and more involved in other cases that maybe connected to Brian's, his son-in-law's case, or had some parallels, or just cases that he was naturally interested in and wanted to analyze. And we followed him as he analyzed them.
Dub, tell me about, because it seems to me the crux of this is a story about your son-in-law. You're the guy who brings SWAT to Utah, and then, what was it, 8 years after you brought them? Tell me about the issue about your son-in-law.
Okay, this is the irony. I brought the SWAT team to Davis County, Utah in 1975. And in 2008, which is, what is that, 25 plus 8, 33 years passed, and that same SWAT team that I founded in the 70s killed my son-in-law in a situation where I was present. It was a standoff. It was a domestic violence situation where he suffered a meltdown. He had some mental issues and got in his truck and put a gun to his head. And the police tried to negotiate with him, and each time that they almost reached a point where they could neutralize and defuse it and have him surrender, they would initiate another angle of assault or try to take him down by force. And that really disturbed me as I watched helplessly and trusted and told his family they could trust because they were well-trained and well-equipped and knew what they were doing, but they launched the assault while he stood with, you know, they used the phone, you know, as a ruse, and called him, and he answered the phone, put the phone to his ear, and he had the gun to his chest, and they opened fire. They launched an assault that lasted 5 minutes and 33 seconds. They tased him, shot him, they hit him with flashbangs and pepper ball rounds and tasers and forced him to the ground. And then one of the officers, SWAT officers, thought somehow in his mind he felt threatened, and that's all it takes to qualify for governmental immunity and to win in court but he felt threatened or at least claimed that, and touched off a .308 sniper rifle round and took his life. But we knew that. We were there. We knew pretty much that it was initiated by the police and finished by the police with a kill shot, but they put out for 20 hours. Millions of people got misinformation. They reported that it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest, that he had committed suicide. And so I was more angry at the falsified information and millions of people getting misinformation than I was at the actual case itself. So a lot of those injustices, a lot of the anger and frustration, I put the lid on it. I controlled my temper, my anger for 5 years, you know, 4 years. And I just buried myself in trying to learn the truth. And then I met Scott and Brad and David. Those guys helped me take 25 hours of documentation on film and reduce it to just under two-hour full-length documentary. And they are filmmakers.
They
can do it in such a way that tell a whole big story that lasted, you know, forever, years, and put it in a concise, organized way so that people can understand basically what happened.
Dub, would you say that your SWAT team that you had trained 40 years ago, this would not have killed your son-in-law?
No, in that situation, that wouldn't have lasted nearly as long. Even they could have done it several times during the course of the day. But there were 46 SWAT officers within 50 feet of him. They had him completely surrounded, completely contained. There was no threat to anyone except himself. That is not any, I couldn't find
in all of the scenarios that I put together with that, in my time when I was in charge and directed that program, there was no justification at any time to take him out with a deadly force attack.
I'll tell you that the most compelling moment for me in the documentary was your talking about the fact that when I was a kid, when you were a kid, police officers were considered friendly. They were considered helpful, that they would look for compromises. They were part of the community. And that now they've become, it's us versus them. And that was a very scary moment.
And I think that's the fear that we have. You know, I'm sensitive to that when I come to security at the airport. You know, when you have, you know, the Terminal Security Agency, Homeland Security, a lot of the laws that have been put into place, protections that have come about in lawmaking that give the officers more discretion. And when they do exercise bad judgment and they do kill somebody unnecessarily, there is still no punishment compared to a citizen. If a civilian committed the same crime that the police officer committed, they would not be protected by governmental immunity. They would not get a paid vacation. I mean, this is not a nice way to say this, but victims and families who are already suffering from loss, unimaginable loss, to injustice, and then they see the officer have 6 months or 8 months of paid administrative leave. So
sticks in your craw. I'm going to have to stop you, Dub, but I'm going to tell everybody, go see Peace Officer. My guests have been Dub Lawrence and Scott Christopherson. Do go see Peace Officer. It'll change your perception of a lot of things. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
DrJoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.